Macy's baby, kick them to the floorboard. And bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, girl, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between. There, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping the beats, and I'm close enough so that space between you and me is losing. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it every time you cross my mind, girl.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Residents in the Northeast dealing with remnants of Debbie still packing a punch and posing a major flood threat in areas already soaked from previous storms. Here's ABC's Melissa Griffin.
This is where the significant flash flood threat is in upstate New York and to parts of interior New England through tonight. But all the way down to New York and Philadelphia could see the chance for isolated tornadoes, those wind gusts to 50 miles per hour. Before this all slides out of here off the East Coast through the overnight hours, it will be getting better.
Israeli forces say they've killed a senior Hamas commander in Lebanon. It is the latest assassination of Iranian-backed militant leaders this past month. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both campaigning today. Trump is in Montana. Harris holds an event tonight in Arizona. Happening in Brazil, authorities in Sao Paulo say a two-engine plane crashed in a residential building today. 62 passengers and crew members on board. It's unclear if there were any survivors. The cause of the crash still unknown. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flatts.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98 Q Country.
Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you, and you hold on. Like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
From downtown to down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bill. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, going low with my shotgun. Way by the door and light a cigarette. He wants to buy, well, past ten. Another six pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the But there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like way. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an amaryllis rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. That steel guitar
loves this place, and I gotta find her.
Cowboy Songs, that's George Burge following up Josh Turner and Hometown Girl. Josh Turner will, I love Lainey Wilson. I love current country artists like Morgan Wallen. I love me some Randy Travis. But man, Josh Turner's got a special spot reserved for the bass note. Gosh, Josh, get back to it. Get us some more country music so we can play it here on 98Q, along with other favorites and classics. Of course, it's just after 3 o'clock, which means we are allowed to talk about the Catkins Animal Rescue Pet of the Week. When I say allowed, I make the schedule, so I'm allowing myself to talk about Sassy. She's been the Catkins Animal Rescue Pet of the Week this week, and she is an 8-year-old, long-haired, tri-colored beauty with blue eyes. I will attest to the beauty. They send me a picture of each pet of the week, and she's adorable. Sassy came to Catkins when her owner entered a nursing home and could therefore no longer care for her. She remains a queen, however, prefers to be an only pet and no small children. She's a wonderful companion in a quiet home and would really enjoy leaving that shelter to be back into a warm and comfortable home setting. Her adoption fee is even sponsored. That means if your application is approved, there will be no adoption fee for Sassy. Applications can be sent to catkinsanimalrescue.org. Click Adopt at the top of the page and scroll through a whole list of adorable, adoptable animals. Huge shout out to Catkins. Like every day, my favorite no-kill shelter of the Northwoods. We've got another look at the forecast coming. Will these 60-degree temps be here to stay? For a little while, as I'm told. That and more here on 98Q Country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price, so anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. All night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges. Now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District. Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by friends of Rob Summerfield.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love: Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Have you been out to play our award-winning golf course? Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sandtrap Bar and Grill in Phillips. Our golf course is open 6 days a week. Please call 715-339-3600 for a tee time. We have three upcoming tournaments. Please stop in for details and to sign up your teams. Our kitchen hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 4 to 8:30, and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 8:30. We have a wide variety of appetizers, fresh salads and wraps, burgers, and our homemade pizza. We also serve an all-day Friday fish fry and Saturday night prime rib dinners. We are just a short drive on County Road F off of Highway 13. See you soon.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A fall-like feel today, stuck under cloudy skies with highs barely scraping 60 degrees. Plus, we've got those breezy winds and scattered shower chances all throughout the day. Sunny for the rest of the weekend, though. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Don't bother telling me what I got coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head another spot downtown. It's all about the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight. Hey, pretty thing, I've been looking at you since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends.
98.3 online at 98qcountry.com.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah,
I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tank. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that I must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
That's Jordan Davis with a new one just a few weeks old, I Ain't Saying. Bailey Zimmerman before that with Where It Ends, which was actually Where It Begins this time. Not as if I needed to get it more twisted. Let's take a peek at a report from Packers practice yesterday. Five things they learned at training camp on August the 8th. This one comes from Wes Hodkovich at Packers.com. He's a senior writer over there, pointed out a few things that he noticed personally from Packers practice. First off, Sean Clifford. He's got some momentum. Sean Clifford is our second-year backup quarterback. Apparently, he's been throwing with some more zip, and of course, he stands to get significant playing time tomorrow against Cleveland. We've got another backup quarterback to talk about after a couple more points that Mr. Hodkovich has noticed, but long story short, Sean Clifford wants to carry that mantle of the true backup quarterback, getting reps with the number two unit in general, so it seems to be spilling out that way. Rookie quarterback Michael Pratt is the second thing that Wes noticed. He's geared up for his NFL debut as well. He's shown some zip on his passes, and it looks like, according to him, he's had more success than he expected to. Putting on an actual NFL jersey sounds like it's been an experience for him. He said, though, once you get into the game, once you're a few plays in, it'll just be 11 on 11 again. Hopefully he maintains that composure during the taste of the real game tomorrow. Really encouraging note here, number 3 of 5, the Packers had all receivers available on Thursday. Christian Watson took a nasty hit to his knee with rookie safety Evan Williams on Wednesday, but appears to have dodged a bullet there, which is exactly how Matt LaFleur put it. Watson seemed unencumbered. That's how Wes put it. Big time scare. Malik Heath practiced after missing a portion of Wednesday. Jaden Reed was out on Wednesday, but he was back in yesterday after a calf injury sidelined him for a day. The only new addition to the injury report was rookie linebacker Tyron Hopper. Took an ankle injury and sidelined him. No timetable so far, but I don't believe LaFleur was asked, so it might not be anything too scary. Jacob Monk seems to be getting first-team snaps at right guard, and that's the next point that was noticed. Elgton Jenkins getting a veteran rest day. Royce Newman and Monk lined up at left and right guard, respectively. Our first-round pick, Jordan Morgan, is out with a knee, though it doesn't appear to be anything long-term. It was actually a shoulder that had him sidelined the other day. I think they might just be generally kind of cautious without identifying a key weak point. Just get him some extra rest. That might be the move. That said, if Jordan Morgan doesn't see much playing time this Saturday, if any, don't be too surprised. Last on the list, the brand new kickoff. We're going to save that one for the next break here. After some country hits and classics, we'll go over some of the details of that new NFL kickoff rule and how the kicker himself is going to be involved. Some teams even talking about using non-kicker player personnel because of a few things they noticed in testing this new kickoff routine. We'll talk more about that after some hits, some classics, and a word from our local sponsors on WCQM 98Q Country.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by friends of Rob Summerfield.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 Segment Relocation Project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name,
country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way. Thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. Yeah.
finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only dance on the bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. more than just a pair of tight jeans. Sitting in your car, she's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's daughter, she's a picture on a mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's daughter.
She's somebody's daughter. That's Drew Baldridge here on 98Q, following up Jason Aldean with Burn It Down. In the last break, we went over some notes from yesterday's Packer practice. And at the end of it, I mentioned we'd be talking about the new kickoff rule. Holy cow, y'all, this could have a class, and I'd still be a little bit confused. So let's boil down some of the basics. Long story short, there's really two reasons for the change to the kickoff. The idea is to reduce player injuries and promote more returns. Of course, injuries is money lost and just kind of a bad look. Plus, you don't want people injured. There's nobody out there wants people being hurt, and if you do, oof. So they want to reduce player injuries. One of the primary causes of injuries on kickoffs is the amount of separation between where the players on each team started. If you're getting hit as a kickoff returner in the NFL, the guy who hit you probably just sprinted at his max speed for 40 yards or more. That is going to create more injuries all the time. It's always more likely if you've got more momentum, you're applying more force to the body that you're hitting. It stands to reason you're more injury prone at that time. Now, the kickoff is going to be designed to resemble a typical play by aligning the teams closer together. And of course, just like I mentioned, they're going to reduce space and therefore restrict movement speed. So the ball is going to be kicked from the 35-yard line, just like it is now. Safeties would be from the 20-yard line, just like it is now. Here's the fun part. All of the kicking team's players, other than the kicker, will line up with 1 foot on the receiving team's 40-yard line. They'll be on the other side of the 50 from the kicker, and the receiving team is going to be right there. The kicker can't cross the 50 until the ball touches the ground or a player in the landing zone. We'll talk about the landing zone in a second. The 10 kicking team players also can't move until the ball hits the ground. So previously, we've seen a lineup of guys on the 35. The kicker raises his hand, runs forward, and the moment he kicks the ball, everybody takes off in a sprint with 60 yards of nothing but air between you and the guy who hopes he can outrun you. Now they'll be set up almost like they're on a real play, round about the 50-yard line-ish. You'll see it's actually about 5 yards off, but for the sake of understanding what the heck is going on, we'll simplify it a bit. The receiving team is going to have what's called a setup zone. They can be anywhere within a 5-yard stretch between their own 35 and their own 30, where at least 9 receiving players must line up. That means you can have 2 returners in the actual landing zone. 11 minus 9 being 2 in all. At least 7 players with foot on the 35 with alignment requirements, such as outside numbers, numbers to hashes, and inside hashes. So there's spacing rules about how tightly organized these players can be. And players cannot be on the restraining line unless they're lined up in the setup zone outside the hash marks. So again, just kind of how close can they be spaced on these lines they're standing on. 2 returners maximum may land up in the line. Line up in the landing zone, and here comes the landing zone. Here's the meat and potatoes of it. The landing zone is an area between the receiving team's goal line and its 20. This is the new addition. This is where you really want to turn it up because, yeah, you've seen normal plays. It's going to look kind of like a normal play, but we've got this landing zone now. And if a kick lands short of the landing zone, it gets treated like a kickoff out of bounds. The ball will be spotted at the 40, and the play will be blown dead as soon as it hits the ground. Like, holy cow. There's actually accuracy at play in kickoffs now. This is the whole major change. If it hits in the landing zone, it has to be returned. Those are the 2 biggest changes. It has to land in a particular spot, and if it does, the return is mandatory. If the kick hits in the landing zone and then goes into the end zone, it can either be returned or down for a touchback at the 20. If it hits in the end zone and then stays in bounds, it can be returned or down as a touchback to the 30. If the kick goes out of the back of the end zone, it's a touchback to the 30 automatically. So, while there may be a lot more touchbacks as we get used to the rule, the whole idea is more returns, more player safety by reducing the distances between them. Basically, the ball has to land between the goal line and the 20, and if it does, the receiving team has to go. A couple miscellaneous notes, onside kicks can only happen in the fourth quarter now, and the kicking team